They told us in ministerial school that the role of a minister is to, number one, comfort the disturbed. Number two, disturb the comfortable. So I want to, this morning, hopefully find some areas where you may have been comfortable, because as we all know, we're about to click over to another year. I'm skipping right over Christmas. I guess you can tell that, because Christmas is Christmas Eve here. But I want you to go ahead, because I want you during Christmas to be thinking about this. And I came up with some questions, and I don't want you to answer them aloud. I just want you to ponder them as I ask them. And I want to say the same thing for the people who are viewing right now. I'm doing this intentionally, because sometimes we need to stop and ask ourselves, am I on the right track? Because what happens is every year, come the new year, we treat the new year as this wonderful, exciting thing we can't wait to have happen. It's symbolized by this beautiful little baby. Meanwhile, the current year, get it away from me. Yeah, let's get to the new one so we can get rid of this one. We have this crazy concept about the time shift and about what's going on, and it's all external. It's all external. We need to ask ourselves. Well, let me put it this way. Imagine. How many of you have heard that Apple stock is at an all-time, is like crashing right now? It's down 21%, and anything over 20% is considered a bear market. So Apple is one of the only tech stocks on the planet that's in a bear market right now while everything is booming. What would happen? And maybe this is what they're planning, so who knows? Maybe I'm just being clairvoyant. But what would happen? How many of you have an iPhone? Raise your hand. Okay, I do too. iPhone 6, most of us 5, some of us 4. Okay, what if you discovered, and it came out through CNET and CNN and every other C and everything else, that iPhone was coming out with an iPhone 7? You'd probably already start to go, I want one. Wouldn't you? I do. I mean, most guys especially, I think, are a little, and I know a lot of women really covet technology. And so we're like, I want that next thing. But what if you found out that the next iPhone, the iPhone 7, was going to be exactly like the iPhone 6? No different. Not at all. Same phone. It's an iPhone 7, though. Oh, I see you've got a 7. Yes, it's exactly like your 6. You want to see? There's no difference. Not a bit different. Or worse, what if they came out and said, we're glad you like your iPhone 6s, but now we're going to come reintroduce the iPhone 5. Do you see what we're doing with our years? Many of us are living the same year over and over again. Or we're going backward. Now, some of us are having years where we go forward a little bit, and that's great. But what we want to do is we want to always go forward in every area of our lives. Metaphysical heresy, I just said. Because most of what you hear in modern spirituality is just, accept everything just like it is. Just be cool with everything, exactly. The way it is. You're leaving forever? I'll miss you. Nonsense. We are threefold beings, body, mind, spirit. That's why both mine and Marty's wedding rings are three rings, body, mind, spirit, to remind us to always cultivate all of those things. And you are designed to grow. You can be a better friend next year than you were this year. You can be a better partner next year. You can be a better person. You can be happier. That is one of my goals. Every year is to be happier than I was the previous year. And I have to look at that and ask myself. So, would you buy the new model of you? If it's exactly the same as the old model? I hope the answer's no. because it's supposed to be no, because we're always supposed to grow. We are supposed to grow. It's inside of us. Study after study after study has shown the reason to have goals is not to attract stuff and things into your life. It's to bring out your own creativity and to accomplish things, both of which make you happy. And in most cases, the only way to get there is through serving other people. Do you see the beautiful system God has created? It's a beautiful, wonderful system. So let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was, just to yourself, because I just want these on record. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was 2015? Did you get some bumps and scrapes along the way? And if not, you're playing it way too safe. Are you better at some things now than you were a year ago? Are you still stuck on things you wanted to change this time last year? I love it. Everybody's head is nodding right now. If I wasn't reading, my head would be nodding right now. But I'm going to tell you how to get unstuck in a minute. This is important. We don't do this next question. We sit there and look at all of our deficiencies and then make New Year's resolutions, which is a to-do list for the first week of January. And we get all excited because we get a huge rush of dopamine, which is the bliss drug, when we make a decision to change our lives. I'm going to go to yoga for the first time tomorrow. Man, you get in bed that night and you're so excited, and then you wake up and go, what the hell was I thinking? I'm going to be embarrassed. I'll look stupid. What if I fall? You know, what if my stomach has gas? What do I do? But you go. But we make that New Year's resolution and we get that dopamine rush. Because it's focused on what's wrong with us. We have this crazy idea that fixing what's wrong with us is going to make us happy. It's backwards. We make ourselves happy. Then we are more open to fixing what's wrong with us because we like the person we're with. What was your greatest accomplishment this year? That's what you need to ask yourself. That's what you need to celebrate, and that's what you need to build on. What was your greatest accomplishment? If you could wave a magic wand, what one thing would you make different in 2016, just one thing? By the way, you hold the wand. Taking everything you know now, what would you begin to do so that you could be extremely proud to answer these questions next year? Are you happier now than you were last year? Why or why not? And what could you do to be happier in 2016? One of the greatest things I've realized in the last few years is that happiness is the greatest thing you can give everybody else in the world. It's not about being selfish. I got this Lululemon shirt, this black Lululemon shirt, and I liked it and everything, picked it out. And their stuff's, you know, it's pricey, but it lasts. It's really good stuff. And I wore it for our wedding reception, and then I took it to the dry cleaners, and I got it back, and it had a hole burned through it the size of an iron. So in other words, the person obviously saw what they were doing. And yet they did it and gave me back my shirt. And when I went in, there was a part of me. How many of you have ever had to face something like this? How are they going to handle this? What are they going to do? What's going to happen? Your mind may even start thinking, do I know lawyers over a shirt? You know, I mean, it's just crazy where our minds will go. And I walked in and the woman just started laughing. She's like, what is wrong with our line people? I mean, come on, this is just absolutely crazy. And she was such a happy person. She made me so happy that I was like, it's like a $108 shirt. And I'm like, well, you know what? I get a yoga discount, so don't give me $108. And pretty soon I'm like, I didn't really want money, but she gave me a credit on dry cleaning because she was a happy person. The greatest gift you can give your children is to be a happy mom or a happy dad, because then you're not a burden on other people. The greatest thing you can give your brothers, friends, coworkers, siblings, children, parents, the world is your own. Happiness. You need to set a goal to be happier next year than you are now. And by the way, if you, no matter what kind of phone you've got, look up my app, Happy Stat. Happy Stat. You set a weekly goal as to how happy you'd like to be. Checks in with you 3 times a day and asks you how you are. And then at the week, end of the week, it tells you how well you did compare. And you can compare your stats, find your happiest time of day. It all came out of a research I did with a major university. So make it a goal to be happier. Now, I promised you that I would share with you how to do anything going forward. The secret lies in this picture right here. Can you tell what that man is holding in his hand? It's at the end of a long spike, but what's he holding? He's holding a baseball. What is that thing behind him? That is also a baseball. That is a baseball covered with individual coats of paint. The man's name is Mike Carmichael. He lives in Alexandria, Indiana, I think, and I drove up to meet him one day because I heard about this and I thought this was one of the coolest things I had ever heard of. In 1979, he took a regulation baseball, drilled it, put it on a big old spike like you see right there. And he is a house painter. That's what he does for a living. When he gets home every day, whatever color paint he's got left over, he puts a coat of paint on the baseball. A coat of paint is 1/10 the width of a human hair. So they tell me. It's been so long since I've seen one. Anyway, do you see the point of this story? When I went to see Mike, it says number 22,799. Do you know why he painted that on there? Why he drew that on there? Because me and my daughter were about to paint number 22,799 coat of paint. A regulation baseball over a period of, what is that, almost 35, 40 years, now is 52 inches across, weighs 3,700 pounds. The only way they can weigh it is to, he's got a wall that comes out, it goes into a truck, and they take it to a truck stop and weigh it using a truck scale. Wow. A little bitty baseball that somebody does something to every day. That's the key, y'all. Every day. And what most of us do is we do a little bad for us every day. And not enough good every day. Become obsessed with the future you. What can I do better for the future me? Because I deserve it. Do something. Figure out what is important to you. What are those key things really important to you that a different you will be sitting here next year? Brilliant. I see some of you closing your eyes. That's a great idea. Close your eyes. Let's do this as a meditation. And feel your body, because your body is your body. And yet feel your body sitting on this mat 1 year from now. And think of those areas in your life that you would most like to see transformed. Don't overwhelm yourself. You've got a lot more years yet to go. Pick 1, 2, and at the most 3. But there needs to be a number one. Now, what little thing or things can you do every day to move you towards being the ideal you that sits on this mat in 2016? Let's take a moment and consider that. Be in that space. Be the new you. What have you done to get you there? And now see yourself doing this today. Today. And tomorrow. But mostly today. And then tomorrow, do it today. And the day after that, do it today. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Ah. No, I'll talk to you after. Okay, thank you. Charles Spurgeon, the great Christian minister, had a wonderful saying that I loved. And he said that by perseverance, the snail reached the ark. You may feel like a snail right now, but the ark's not going anywhere. Hopefully you are. Decide where you want to go and take a step every day. Grab somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, God, for each precious moment, each day of our life, which as this artificial man-made barrier we call the new year comes in, we realize that we get to continue to be a little better every year, to be a model of iPhone we would want next year, to be the model of Will or Marty or Mary or Julian or whoever. We see that model there, knowing that it exists in the realm of God already. And all we have to do is accept it as ours and to begin to act as that person would, doing one little thing every day. For the simplicity and the beauty of this life transformation process, we give thanks. And so it is. Amen.